What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, August 9th, 2012. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we have a lot of news to talk about. We have two guests today, and I apologize for that noise. It should not have been there. We have two guests today. In hour number two, we're going to have Don Wiskin visiting with us again, briefly talking about Extendivite, especially in the context of a lot of what we were discussing with Mary Toko earlier in the week. And there's been even more news and development about these adjuvants and the use of peanut oil and this horrible backlash. But don't worry, they've got a new product to sell you so that you don't have to suffer that peanut allergy that they gave you with the vaccinations. We're going to be talking with that. Hour number three, we're going to be talking with Jay Moore, who's the vice president of marketing for the Luxi company. And Luxi is this amazing little Bluetooth headset with a built-in camcorder. And it's got a great image quality, and especially as we have more and more of these confrontations between peaceful demonstrators and not quite so peaceful law enforcement, the more cameras are present in the crowd, the more we deter the police from violating the law and violating our constitutional rights. So I think this is a very important device for protesters to have, and it's got a lot of other interesting applications. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. All right, off the top of the hour, and of course, you know, and yes, a little editorial honesty, I'm prejudiced and I'm biased in favor of the space program and Curiosity. It has lifted its main mast. That's the big part that holds all the high-quality, high-resolution cameras. I was getting a lot of emails from people wondering why the pictures that have come out so far seem a little bit blurry, not quite as bright and clear as might be expected. And that's because they've been using what are called the obstacle cameras. These are the little cameras built around the outer frame to make sure the wheels aren't about to hit something that is too difficult to get over. Now the main cameras are online. We're going to start seeing some really, really beautiful images. Obviously, of course, in the coming weeks, a lot of excitement is focused on the experiments that are on board Curiosity to confirm the findings from Viking and other earlier missions that there is, in fact, active biochemical molecules inside the Martian soil. And we're trying to get Gilbert Levin, who was the guy who designed the label released experiment on the original Viking landers, because he has sort of been waiting for decades now for vindication that the positive results on his experiment, which was designed to find life, actually succeeded in doing so. And more scientists around the world are going back and looking at that original data and saying, yeah, Viking did find life. And because Viking had been sterilized prior to going to Mars, any life that Viking found had to be indigenous. It wasn't carried there or on board the spacecraft. And there's kind of an interesting story behind all of that, because there were two experiments on board Viking to look for life. One was the labeled release that provided a positive, and then there was an experiment to detect organic molecules which delivered a negative. And the organic molecule detector failed to find anything, and so NASA... And again, there was a lot of political pressure on this thing. NASA said, okay, we did not find life. Much to the disagreement of many of us actually working on the mission. And what it turns out it happened is there was a positive result involving chlorine molecules coming from the organic molecule detector. And NASA assumed it was a contaminant on the spacecraft itself and just threw out that... that conclusion, and they went with they basically threw out that data and said, okay, we didn't find organic molecules, it was just a contaminant, and therefore there's no life. This sort of continues a very bad trend of NASA making assumptions based on politics and guesses and ignoring the actual science. And when we come back, I'll give you a couple more examples of that. But we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. 800-313-9443. I should be hearing music for the outro right now. There it is. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about NASA's history, where NASA's management, which are not the scientists and engineers for the most part, tend to make assumptions about what they're finding that eventually are proven to be wrong. And two examples I can think of. The first would be the Hubble Space Telescope, which, as we all know, has just done this amazing job of finding information about our universe. But when it was launched, of course, and they first uncapped it, it turned out to be very, very blurry. NASA had two tests of the optics. One said there was a problem. The other one said everything's hunky-dory. And NASA management, stress management, arbitrarily tossed out the test that said there's a problem and launched. Why they didn't just uncap it and take a look through it before they put it on the rocket, I don't know. But that was one classic case. Another one, of course, was this idea that it was probably going to be okay to launch Challenger with frozen O-rings, even though the people who actually built the thing said not a good idea. And, of course, a little personal note, when I was in high school, I won a science fair with a project asking whether tektites, which are these little glassy, ablated objects you find all over planet Earth, if they were, in fact, bits of the moon knocked to Earth by asteroidal impact. And I determined the water content in the interior of tektites and compared it with the moon rocks being returned by Apollo. And, of course, NASA had said the rocks coming back from the moon on Apollo had no water at all, because that was sort of the accepted expectation. And it turned out there had been water detected inside the moon rocks, and Apollo and the NASA management says it's probably just a lab contamination, and they threw out that data. Now we know from other missions gone to the moon that, yeah, the water is really there. It's now accepted that if you get down deep enough in the moon where the vacuum of space doesn't sublimate it, yeah, you're going to find water. So there's a real bad history of having actual hard scientific data that just gets thrown out. So in the case of Viking, this organic experiment or to detect organic molecules was finding some very strange chemistry, and NASA simply said, it's a contaminant. It's just from the stuff we wiped the lander down with before we loaded it into the aeroshell. Since then, scientists around the world have determined that the organic molecule experiment was unable to find organic molecules because of perchlorates in the soil, which would have produced the chlorine contaminants that NASA assumed. NASA management, let me stress NASA management versus, as opposed to the scientists and engineers, NASA management assumed was a contaminant from solutions used to clean the lander. And so now more and more it's looking like, yeah, Viking did find life, and we're all very excited about finding this stuff here. For the most part, not everybody is all thrilled about the Curiosity on Mars. In fact, over at CNN, a guy by the name of Tom Patterson wrote an article just excoriating the mission as a whole from top to bottom. Mars rover, is all this really necessary? And he's going on saying, yeah, we went to Mars. It's cool. It's techie. It's nerd heaven. Is it really necessary? Because after all, it costs $2.6 billion here. Now, and I suppose at this point, we should be used to the reality that we can never expect intelligent insights from the corporate media. But Mr. Patterson has set a new record for moronic assumptions, because in solving the problems of going to Mars and roving around there looking for whatever we're going to find, new technologies are inevitably developed. These technologies lead to new products here on Earth, which in turn leads to new industries, which creates jobs for Americans and products for sale to other countries, both of which are going to help the economy in this age of the money junkies. The tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was forged in the launch fires of the Apollo moon program. Everyday products we take for granted today were created by the Apollo moon program, including the technology inside the computer, which we assume Tom Patterson is using to write his articles, hopefully without injuring himself in the process. So basically, the cost of Curiosity is $2.6 billion. And to somebody like Tom Patterson, who's presumably working close to minimum wage, that seems like a lot of money. NASA's entire budget is $19 billion. The U.S. 2012 war budget is $645 billion. The 2008 bank bailout was $750 billion. Since then, the estimated cost of all these Wall Street bailouts is above $45 trillion. The U.S. government has given to Israel four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, and we don't have a giant leap for mankind or even anything like Velcro to show for all of that money. So this Tom Patterson, and by extension CNN, doesn't seem to have a problem with trillions for the bankers and billions for war and Israel. He's going to pick on the little teensy Mars probe, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the only thing the United States government has managed to do this year that anybody can feel any pride in. So, and again, we've come to expect this kind of coverage and opinion from CNN, and it's probably another reason why they're losing their audience. Not as fast as, they're losing their audience pretty fast. Another little piece of space news, Neil Armstrong is recovering from heart surgery. He had to have a little bit of bypass. He is 82, and so we all wish him well and a quick recovery for the first man on the moon. Now, this is another very tragic anniversary for American technology, and that is, of course, this is the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki, Japan, with the plutonium bomb, Fat-Man. And it's worth mentioning because just as we show time, the Obama administration has gone on to Fox News and all the rest of it to say that in new intelligence provided by our very good and trustworthy friends, the Israelis, proves, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, that Iran is much closer to a nuclear bomb than anybody has ever expected before. And we need to go back and remember all they were saying exactly the same thing about Iraq. They've got bombs. They'll kill us in 45 minutes. They've got this. They've got that. And the U.S. invaded the place and smashed it. And subsequent investigations proved there had never been any weapons of mass destruction. Iraq was in full compliance with United Nations Security Council resolutions, a claim that Israel cannot make. And it was just a lie, the lie of the last century. Now we've got the lie of the new century so far. So fool me once, Israel and the U.S. government. We know it's a lie this time because you've lied to us before. And simply saying Israel says it, that's not going to convince anybody. Speaking of Israel, when I turned on CNN this morning to see what the latest propaganda was, the very first thing I saw was this video of brown uniforms and swastika armbands, and they were screaming about new Nazis inside the American military, what a threat white supremacists and Nazis were. And this, of course, is a red warning flag, not because there are any real Nazis out there. They're all paid actors, like our Al-Qaeda, you know, Adam Gadon and really Adam Perlman. And the same thing's true for these neo-Nazis. And every time the corporate media starts waving swastikas and Nazis around, it means Israel's getting ready to do something really icky. And they're looking for some kind of political cushion by reminding everybody about all those horrible things that happened in Germany and the first half of the preceding century, previous century. So that's basically a red warning sign something ugly is getting ready to happen. And given the announcement about Iran's imminent nuclear weapon, then obviously the path to war with Iran is well and truly trod upon right now. And again, common sense is going to tell you that all of these so-called American Nazis are fake. There was actually a scandal where one of the earliest American Nazi parties, they had a total membership of six, and yet the media was always paying attention to them. The organizer was sued for embezzling funds by his sponsor, which actually turned out to be the ADL. Because after all, if there are no Nazis around, the ADL donations to the ADL to save the world from Nazis dry up, and people like Abe Foxman would have a real job. But, I mean, common sense tells you there's nobody, especially in the U.S. Army, there's nobody who wants to be the Nazis. Nobody wants to emulate the losers, and the Nazis lost. When you were a child, when you played cowboys and Indians, you didn't want to be the Indian. You wanted to be the winner. You wanted to be the cowboy. And the bigger kids would always force the little kids to be the losers, the Indians. Same thing with cops and robbers. You wanted to be the cop because that's the good guy. That's the winner. That's the hero. You'd beat up on the little kids to be the robbers. Now, the United States Army is indoctrinated to believe they will always be the winners. So the chances of a genuine feeling of kinship for the guys who lost World War II is remote, if not fantastical. The only Nazis parading around are PSYOP groups, and by the way, the Wisconsin shooter Wade worked for Army PSYOPs, to create the illusion of a threat you must trust and pay the government to protect you from. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Create the illusion of a crisis and sell the people a solution. Or create a real crisis and then sell the people a solution. We'll be talking about that with regards to peanut oil in a little bit. So go out and Google fake Al-Qaeda, and you'll see all of this stuff that's being waved at us. It's all lies and illusion. Okay? So if CNN is waving swastikas around, it's a red warning flag that Israel is getting really ready to escalate World War III. They'll start a war with Iran and step back and expect you to fight it. Now, I mentioned this as a possibility a little while ago. The United States is now talking about a Syrian no-fly zone in order that Assad cannot put his planes in the air to defeat the hired mercenary armies, who, by the way, have had to leave Aleppo. So Aleppo is back under Syrian government control. And so the U.S. is now screaming no-fly zone, no-fly zone, so they can mount a renewed attack into the heartland of Syria. And, of course, U.S. aircraft will enforce the no-fly zone, which means U.S. aircraft will be in a position to go out and carry out bombings against Assad's troops. France has deployed their troops to the Syria-Jordan border, ostensibly for humanitarian aid for the refugees. Silly me. I thought when you actually wanted to send humanitarian aid to refugees, you send the Red Cross. But they're sending troops. We will shoot you until you are happy. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And with regard to the coming invasion of Iran, which obviously is back on track at this particular point, Saudi Arabia is becoming a critical part. As you're probably already aware, Saudi Arabia is very much supportive of the U.S. agenda against places like Syria and may not realize they're getting set up to get hammered in the war with Iran, because Israel has been planning to attack Iran by flying over Saudi Arabia. And, of course, if they do that with Saudi Arabia's permission, then that's inviting a counterattack by Iran into Saudi Arabia. Now, Israel is screaming that the United States has not informed them that the Saudis plan to intercept Israeli planes flying over their territory without permission. And so it seems like Israel is playing the same game. They're going to carry out an attack and let somebody else catch the retaliation, whether it's Iran striking into Saudi Arabia or Iran striking into Iraq, where we still have a lot of our American kids on the ground there. Complicating this, of course, is that Saudi Arabia is in the grips of the beginning of their Arab Spring, where their people are tired of austerity and taxes and endless war and endless subservience to the United States and Israel. So we're having to keep an eye on that whole situation. We've got a caller on the line, Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Scott, are you there?
Well,
there you are.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we're down into a little cool-off day today. But, you know, Mike, you were talking about Syria. And you know what? It's the same old record player. Look at what they did in Libya. They send the gurus in to topple Gaddafi. They put the no-fly zone. I'm telling you right now, Brother Mike, this is going to blow up as soon as they do this, because the piece of the puzzle is the bear. And you know who the bear is. It's Russia.
Yes.
Russia has their, if you do your homework, they have how many battleships up on the top of Syria? Okay? And they're going to sit there and say to Assad, oh, by the way, you can't fly your fighter jets up in the air. Do you think Assad and them guys are going to listen to our great fearless leader with Russia backing them? So you're
no,
exactly
they aren't. And Russia has already announced they will turn Syria into the new Vietnam, and they will just grind America down bit by bit by bit, the way the U.S. did against the former Soviet Union in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And then you say what's going on with the situation with Israel and Iran. You better believe it. They're trying to move the pawns over on one side of the chessboard with Syria to get it to try to take that eye off of Iran. See, to attack them. So this whole situation, Mike, Brother Mike, is a time bomb. And people in America better get on their hands and knees, and I won't preach. But I'll tell you right now, you start messing with the bear, and it's called Russia, you're going to be in trouble. And I'll end it with that. Take care, brother, and
well,
keep it up.
Thank you very much. But you need to remember the context of this situation. Russia has not started the current confrontations. These were started by the United States of America and Israel. And as the United States and Israel conquer more and more of these Middle Eastern oil nations, this is a direct strategic threat to Russia. Now, if Russia came over to our hemisphere and started militarily invading all these countries in South America, working their way up into Mexico, do you think the United States would sit and do nothing? Of course not. If Russia had their warships cruising the Gulf of Mexico, do you think maybe the United States would take notice? Yes, they would. Look at the globe. The United States isn't protecting the United States. It's on the other side of planet Earth, meddling in other people's countries. And this meddling is a direct strategic threat to the economic and strategic interests of both Russia and China. They have to respond. The U.S. is backing them into a corner. Now, remember, Israel would be perfectly delighted if the U.S. and Russia and China got into a mutually destructive war and blew each other back down to the Stone Age, because that would leave Israel and their now acknowledged nuclear arsenal able to project power over the Middle Eastern oil fields, and through that oil revenue and access to oil, they basically control Europe and Asia at the very, very least. They already control the United States of America. So that's it really is a global game, and it's a global war, and it's going to it'll at least end with nuclear weapons. I think the U.S. is going to start with nuclear weapons. When they go into Iran, they're going to claim they're using this big 30,000-pound conventional bomb, and I think that's just a cover story for the use of tactical nuclear warheads. All right. Meanwhile, over in Yemen, by the way, before I get to Yemen, I was out with my shortwave radio again last night, twiddling around the dial, and apparently Sudan is heating up with allegations that their government is now killing women and children with warplanes and everything. So we can expect Sudan to be a target of invasion following Syria and Iran. Meanwhile, the White House counterterror chief is trying to basically downplay the fact that the U.S. is at war in Yemen. I mean, how many countries does the U.S. have to invade before it's a world war? That's a rhetorical question. We're already there. By the definition of a world war in U.S. military doctrine, we are already in a world war. They're just waiting for a really big bang that everybody will say, yeah, this is it. We're into big mistake number three. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the week, the National Defense Authorization Act, voted through by Congress and signed by President Barack Obama, makes it a federal offense to support terrorists, to offer aid and support to Al-Qaeda. You can get sent to Guantanamo, indefinite detention, no trial for that crime. And yet, President Barack Obama and the United States Congress are providing material support in the form of weapons to Al-Qaeda, which is fighting alongside the hired mercenaries trying to topple the government of Syria's Assad. So why isn't Obama in handcuffs and chains right now? Well, because we live in a dictatorship where the laws are only for you slaves and serfs to do. Other countries are starting to pick up on this idea that the U.S. is out there basically violating all of these so-called humanitarian laws and international laws that they scream everybody else must comply with. And the U.S. is starting to get these very rude and sometimes obscene rebuffs through diplomatic and financial channels from these other countries. But more and more countries are saying it's time for sanctions against the United States of America. because if the U.S. uses sanctions to punish other countries for doing what the United States thinks is wrong, then do other countries not have an equivalent right to sanction the United States when the United States commits acts that other governments feel are equally wrong? I can't find a good argument against that one. Cannot find a good argument about against that one at all. All righty, let's see. Obama is pushing the Palestinians to delay their statehood bid until after the November elections. After that, he won't care because either he's going to win and it's his last term in office and he doesn't care anymore, or Romney will be in and, again, Obama won't care one way or the other. But Obama and Romney are in this heated race to prove which one of them can kiss Israel's butt the hardest. And so Obama is putting pressure on the Palestinians to not declare themselves a state, even though it was U.S. recognition following Israel's declaration of existence that legitimized Israel's statehood. And let's see, the mayor of Israel is demolishing United Nations-built emergency shelters that the U.N. built for Palestinian families after Israel demolished the Palestinians' homes. And I guess the attitude of the Israeli government is, we make them homeless, they stay homeless, and the United Nations can't stop us, seems to be the displayed attitude. By the way, over on YouTube the other day, of course, we called attention to this video, this commercial that Romney had put out that was basically just an Olympic-class Israeli smooch regarding Jerusalem. And a supporter of Israel, who goes by the handle of Proud to be a Jew, came in and said, well, who gets the gold medal for anti-Semitism? To which I responded, okay, opposition to communist subversion of the United States of America equals patriotism. Opposition to Israeli subversion of the United States equals anti-Semitism. And this guy actually came back and said, yes, exactly. You were right to resist communist subversion of the United States government, but it's wrong to resist Israeli subversion of the United States government. And I think that sort of betrays this very polarized mindset coming from Israel, that there are two sets of rules and realities. There's one for Israel and a completely different one for everybody else. And that's an attitude that has clearly infected the higher levels of the American government. When we get back to this idea that if you provide material support to Al-Qaeda, you will go to Guantanamo and get an orange jumpsuit and a really good facial bath. But if the U.S. government officials, President and Congress, decide to provide guns and weapons to Al-Qaeda, it's okay. It's cool. And again, one of the founding principles of the United States of America, or indeed of any republic or democracy, is that the same laws apply to everyone. If it's a crime for us to provide material support to Al-Qaeda, it is a crime for the President of the United States to provide material support for Al-Qaeda. And when the president and the Congress do not obey their own laws, and certainly when they do not obey the Constitution, they are, by any reasonable definition of the word, delegitimized. We don't have a legitimate government in the United States of America. We have an occupational force on behalf of a foreign government. Speaking of occupation, and a reminder, as we come up on the one-year anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street movement, the Occupy people are still out there, although being completely ignored by the corporate media. Here in Hawaii, Occupy Honolulu has occupied the main police station, demanding the arrest of several people who have been overtly abusive toward the Occupy protests over the last several months. And so far, as I understand it, there's only been one arrest, and that's of a police officer who went up and assaulted one of the Occupy demonstrators. And apparently that officer is, in fact, under investigation for third-degree assault against a protester. We do have very cool police here in Honolulu, and they are trying to abide by that idea that the laws apply to everybody and not just the serfs here. So anyway, September 17th will be the one-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street / Occupy America, and I think we're going to see a tremendous renewal of Americans in the streets saying enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. We need a government in this country that is focused on taking care of this country and not trying to outdo each other in how far they can bend over backward for a foreign power. More protests are breaking out around the world. Crowds of students down in Chile are protesting their government's austerity plans. higher taxes, fewer services, because we've got to give the money to them. Money junkies. Chile is in debt to many of the New York Wall Street banks. And this all goes back to the 1950s when the U.S. government was using banks as tools of foreign policy. Get a foreign government into debt, go in and sabotage their industries and crops so that they can't pay off the debt, and then use that debt to control their policies from then on. Now, an interesting story coming out of Great Britain, and it starts out as a story of minor political corruption, in that a Tory member of parliament decided he wanted to learn Hebrew and put the cost of £678, an expensive language lesson, and he charged it on his expenses to the taxpayer. And it turns out the reason he was learning Hebrew is because when he was over there in Israel in one of these obligatory trips to go over and smooch the butt of the Israeli government, he was introduced to an Israeli gentleman, and apparently they formed a partnership, came back to Britain, had a civil union. And so this Tory MP decided he was going to learn Hebrew so he could talk to his soulmate in his soulmate's native language, and he charged it off to the taxpayers. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this. First and foremost, there was a scandal in New Jersey a while back where the former governor of New Jersey had also acquired an Israeli gay lover who he had then appointed to the state's Homeland Security Department. And it turned out this Israeli gay was a spy, and it resulted in the resignation of the governor. And you would think, given the sheer size, scale of Israel's foreign intelligence operations, what kind of moron would accept a trip to Israel, just happen to meet a cute Israeli gay guy and get involved with him and come back and not realize it was a honey trap? Because honey traps come in all genders and all orientations. Now, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Israel's defense chief is saying that the U.S. and Israel have new intelligence that proves Iran is much closer to a clandestine nuclear bomb than ever before. Never mind that every single U.S. intelligence agency is saying Iran does not have a bomb and they're not building one. Forget the fact that the International Atomic Energy Agency, even with its pro-Israel, pro-U.S. bias, has not been able to document any diversion of nuclear materials for weapons research. By golly, when Israel says we know they've got a bomb, the U.S. will snap too. And they're cranking up the propaganda. They're trying to sell you this idea that Iran is a nuclear threat. Are they desperate enough to set off a nuclear bomb inside the U.S. or at the London Olympics and blame Iran for it? Of course they are, just like they did 9/11 and blamed Iraq or Afghanistan for it. False flags are often used to start wars. We know there is at least one unaccounted-for nuclear weapon floating around inside the United States of America from that incident involving the bomber that flew halfway across the United States of America, left with six nuclear weapons on the wing. When it got to its destination, there were only five. And apparently the people involved in that whole thing all met mysterious and strange deaths in the months thereafter. Israel is screaming that improvised explosive devices are now being smuggled in from Lebanon. They're looking for another excuse to go into Lebanon and grab that Litani River. I think when the Big Bang happens, Israel is going to basically launch in every single direction. Because I think both Israel and the United States understand they're only maybe going to get away with one of these big lies one more time because the world is waking up to it. I don't think they can get away with it. I don't think they can get away with it. I think we have created a climate of skepticism and doubt among the general population where a new claim of nuclear weapons in Iran is not going to be believed because we were lied to about Iraq's nuclear weapons. And a new false flag attack is not going to be accepted at face value because we've been lied to so many times before. I think that's the reality of where we are. Unfortunately, our future course of history is in the hands of whichever world lead is the least mentally stable. And frankly, most of them out there are certifiable as of right now, as I see it. We are seeing more and more articles chastising Mitt Romney for his claim that Israel's superior economic status is a result of cultural superiority, and that obviously the Palestinians deserve to live in poverty because they just don't have the cultural cojones to compete with Israel. Forgetting the fact, of course, that Palestine is occupied by Israel, which does not allow in basic building materials scientific equipment, educational supplies, medicines, very short on food. It's a long, slow starvation to encourage the Palestinians to go someplace else. And it's absurd, especially when you consider the incredible amounts of money that flow into Israel from the United States of America, Canada, Great Britain, all these other countries that Israel has subverted are paying imperial tithes to Tel Aviv, soon to be Jerusalem. And that's the reason for Israel's apparent wealth, which is concentrated in the upper class. That's why the Israeli people students are rioting right now. It's like imperial Rome. Rome was not built on Rome's own accomplishments. Rome was built on an unending flow of wealth looted from the conquered and captured provinces. And we're seeing a repeat of history. I put up a little article the other day about the Canadian government's continuing to kowtow further and further to Tel Aviv. And I found photos of, no, actually it was the European Union. And I found a photo of the flag of the European Union side by side with the flag of Israel. And I went out and I did a quick search, and I found all of these photos from all around the world of the flag of the nation flying right next to the flag of Israel. I found a photo of the Capitol building in Connecticut flying the Israeli flag over the Capitol building. So if you want to know who's behind all of this push for a global government, it's right there in front of you. When you're flying the flag of a foreign government next to the flag of your own nation, you are an occupied country. Which gets back to that comment that was made on the YouTube video, that opposition to communist subversion of the U.S. government is patriotism, but opposition to Israeli subversion of the U.S. government, that's anti-Semitism. Now, there are some new developments regarding the Fast and Furious gun-running, drug-running program, and it begins with this drug plane that was shot down. A DC-9 airliner, two American-registered planes, a DC-9 airliner and a Gulfstream business jet carrying 10 tons of cocaine, and apparently four Mexican generals were arrested in connection with this drug flight. And I mention this as a preface to an article that a captured Mexican drug cartel member had gone public saying, Fast and Furious is not what you think it is. Zimbardo Niebla claims that under a divide-and-conquer strategy, the U.S. is financing and arming the Sinaloa drug cartel through Operation Fast and Furious in exchange for information that allows the DEA, immigration, other federal agencies to take down all the rival drug cartels. The Sinaloa cartel was permitted to traffic massive amounts of drugs across the U.S. border from 2004 to 2009, as long as the intelligence kept coming. This is a repeat of Iran-Contra. The U.S. is helping the Sinaloa cartel form a drug monopoly in exchange for which the Sinaloa cartel sends the drugs through across the border to favored political cronies who are involved in the drug trade. It is an exact repeat of Iran-Contra. That's why they keep talking about, oh, we sent all these thousands of guns south of the border and we were able to track 10 of them to bad people that we arrested. It's got nothing to do with it. Go out on a web search, the crimes of MENA. History is repeating itself, which is, of course, what is wrong with history. Guns down, drugs back, everybody on the inside making tons and tons of money. So, of course, Bill O'Reilly steps up and says, we must continue the U.S. policy of drug interdiction and support for our allies overseas, yada, 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 yada. All righty. Now, earlier in the week, there was what we were told was a positive jobs report that kicked up the stock market a little tiny bit. And they were saying all these jobs were created and only these small jobs were lost and, you know, huzzah, huzzah, things are looking good, which is kind of weird because only 2 days before we had been seeing these cautionary pieces in the corporate media saying probably not a good idea to pay attention to the July jobs report because of all that seasonal adjustment. And there's all these other things going on where really if it's a horribly bad jobs report, it won't really matter. And then, of course, 2 days later it comes out and says actually it's a good jobs report. And my comment at the time was, I think this job report is about as credible as the LIBOR rates. And it turns out to be absolutely correct, because the Bureau of Labor Statistics seems to have played around very heavily with seasonal adjustments. And the reality is the United States economy lost 1.2 million jobs in July. That is the actual hard reality facts on the ground. But the U.S. government, through all of these statistical calculations and corrections, they massaged the data to get something that is politically acceptable in a campaign year. They're lying to you again. I know, big shock, you're surprised, but they are lying to you once again. We live in an age of lies. We in the United States are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and we must stand up and fight for truth. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Working 2 jobs ends never seen.
Destroy the fake dream.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you're probably already seeing all over the corporate media, food prices are skyrocketing already and expected to go much, much worse. They're blaming global warming and space aliens and all the rest of it. But we're seeing a basic confluence of overlapping issues. First and foremost, lowered yields from genetically modified crops that are being forced on everybody. The collapse of America's Western irrigation system through long, long neglect. And the farmers out there have been screaming for ages that if this system was not fixed, it would trigger food shortages. Obama is keeping the ethanol quotas, which means there are large areas of working farmland that are growing crops for ethanol production, and which means they can't grow food. And they're keeping these boneheaded policies in place because in order to back down is to admit error, and nobody wants to do that in an election year. And despite all these warnings about food shortages, we are seeing more and more communities across the United States of America passing these ordinances that you can't grow food on your own property. You're not zoned for it. It may not be healthy. We have to make sure that you will go to that supermarket and buy your healthy chemical-laden food from the friendly American corporations. You will be dependent on MASA for your next meal. You slave you. And the gentleman up in Oregon who was collecting rainwater on his own property, the rain that fell from the sky, that's the property of the state. And you are not allowed to collect that because that belongs to us. And they put him in jail for 30 days. And my German accent notwithstanding, I'm pretty certain that even Adolf Hitler did not claim to own rain that fell on people's homes in Nazi Germany. It's just absurd the degree of dictatorship we are living under right now. All righty, let's see. Over in Great Britain, their hopes for an economic recovery were apparently based on the expectation that Britain would be exporting more products to the rest of the world, and apparently that is not working out. The balance of trade continues to be negative. People around the world aren't buying British products the way that they used to, and that may have a lot to do with the same reason people around the world aren't buying American products. It's the same reason people weren't buying products from Nazi Germany and Japan in the run-up to World War II. Everybody knows who the bad guy is, and nobody wants to have something from the bad guy. Speaking of bad guy, a listener actually found and sent in to me one of these ridiculous Barack Obama American flags, which you can see if you're watching this on Justin TV. I don't know what I'm going to do with this after using it here on the show. But this flag is such an insult. It's an insult to the 50 states whose stars were removed from the flag to make way for Obama's face. It's an insult to American veterans. It's certainly an insult to Republicans. You know, the leader's face everywhere you look, the sign of a dictatorship. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with Don Wiskin after these words from our sponsors.
Are you against